107.7 The Island. Your home for real music variety is also your home for your Tuesday adorable, adoptable pet of the week. I hear heavy breathing.
Oh, it's a crackhead. It's my favorite kind of dog.
Hi, buddy. Did you just lick the microphone?
He did.
I have to use that every day.
And no one got electric. Laura's getting a facial, a free facial with every visit.
If you would like an attack dog, contact the Voice for Companion Animals. I want to be able to tell if I recognize this dog, if I've seen it, but it's such a blur.
Yes, you do recognize.
Moving a little too fast.
Recognize her.
Hi.
She is so excited to be here today.
Hi.
What is her name?
This is Mia.
That's Mia. Okay.
This is Mia.
Is that why you're excited, Mia? Because you remember me?
You know us.
I knew the radio station. Yes. I knew the way here. I knew where I was going.
Is there caffeine in the treats you're giving him?
Maybe.
Giving her?
Crackheads are like this, honey.
So really? Excited.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They love people. Yes. And they just... They want to get loving.
I don't want to say she's declining, but it's been 8 months.
Yeah. Aww.
So 8 months in four walls. And another reason I brought her is we had a foster who is back fostering for us. She took some time off because she was traveling. And Steph took her for a week while she had her grandkids. And when she brought her back, because she was going to be gone for a long weekend, and she brought her back for the weekend, she's going to pick her up again. She said,
how much more on my lap?
Mia, come here. She said, I said, all right, now tell me, first off, good news, bad news. Start out with bad news. She said, there is no bad news. She's perfect.
Aww.
She got along with everybody, everything. She goes,
yeah.
I told them, okay, we really don't want her in my spot on the couch. So Steph got done fixing supper, goes back into the living room. Her three grandkids are on the couch, and technically Mia was not on the couch. She was across the three kids that were on the couch.
Smart.
So technically she wasn't on the couch.
She found a loophole.
Yeah.
So she said there's no growling, there was no barking.
Did you use the word decline before?
Well, sometimes they decline in anxiety, and they just start to not act out, but they seem depressed.
Yeah.
With her, it's been just barking more in her kennel, just telling us, "Hey, I'm getting really tired of this." So the best news ever was Steph being back in town and able to take her.
Uh-huh.
And then she comes back when she's going to be gone again. But Steph's going to be luckily here most of the summer.
I'm not a gambling man, but I would have guessed that Mia would have been adopted by now. What a great demeanor, friendly, good looking, healthy. I can't imagine why. Well, I guess because it's... She's not for everyone.
No, she's a beautiful golden color, short hair. So
mix of something. And her markings on her head has like a diamond on it. She's not very old.
There's some pit bull, some form of pit bull in there, some percentage.
But her demeanor and her willingness to learn when we had Jamie, our amazing trainer that comes and works. She was like, I want to please you. Tell me what I can learn. I will sit. I will stay. I will down.
Oh, yeah.
I will touch.
I will receive every treat that you give me.
Yes, you tell me what you want me to do, and I will try and understand it. You know, sit.
Yeah, she's a very obedient girl. She's very obedient, and she got the cutest little white-tipped paws.
Yes. She does. And she, like I said, wicked smart.
Yeah.
Great with kids. Steph has three grandkids, and she was great with all three of them.
Hi, buddy.
Oh, look at that wiggle butt. That big booty Judy.
I love you too.
Yes, big booty Judy.
So I thought, I'm going to bring her back.
Big booty Judy.
Bring her back today. We're going to send her back to foster where Steph walks every single morning.
Oh,
so, and Miss Mia here has a harness, which helps with the walking.
This portion of the huge broadcast brought to you by Pro Team Design, designing the extraordinary every day. For all your screen printing and embroidery needs, free quotes and superior service, Pro Team Design, check them out on Facebook. Also, see what they could do. Their website is extensive, and there's a good video there showing what they can do. It's ProTeamDesign.com. Did something break?
No, she was washing my ears.
Nice.
This portion of the One Man Party in the Morning is brought to you by the best things in life, which are still free at participating retailers while supplies last. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
See pictures in the blog section of Mia. Mia has been there before. How long has she been in the shelter?
8 months.
Oh, Mia, you're such a good girl. How can that be? Look at you. Sit so pretty.
Touch. You don't remember touch?
It's so pretty, and look at those cute ears.
Is that a long time to be at the shelter?
That's a way too long for a dog to be sitting in a shelter.
Does it happen frequently?
4x4
More so for larger dogs, yes, because there just aren't that right fit for larger dogs. Smaller dogs don't stay.
Oh, she saw a pal through the window.
He's a friend of mine.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, you know a dog lover when you see it.
It's fantastic.
Oh, Mia, you did a good girl.
Do cats stay in the shelter for less amount of time?
No. Cats are a whole different apples and oranges when you talk about adopting out cats and dogs. Cats seem to stay too because, face it, there are a gazillion cats out there.
Yeah.
And we kind of joke around that cats adopt us where we adopt dogs. We go and we seek out a dog. Cats typically find us. So
when you're talking with your hands, Robin, Mia thinks there's a treat coming.
She follows your every motion.
She usually does know that it's Robin. She usually has food for herself. But
is it just interesting to go backward a little bit? When Jim Cartwright walked by, Mia was jumping on the window. I doubt that she recognized Jim. But the point is, there's another human for me to love.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
She has to. I mean, I wonder what the limit is. If we just kept bringing one person after another up to 100, she'll never stop.
Every time.
Yeah.
And if she saw Renee, she'd probably go, that's an animal person.
That's my human.
I thought you were going to say the opposite.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say the opposite. And if she sees Renee, now she wouldn't give her any.
No.
Of course not.
Quit starting trouble.
Not Renee.
Gosh.
Voice for Companion Animals is a nonprofit based out of Grand Island, striving to keep pets in their home with their caring owner. They also have amazing pets available for adoption. Look at Mia on 1077theisland.com. She's hip. She's fixed. She's microchipped.
And she's ready for a trip.
85 pounds?
No.
About 60?
I don't even think she's 60.
Yeah. Yeah. She's just, but she got a big booty.
She's a little bit smaller than Dudley.
I should have known better than to guess a female's weight. You always go under.
Yeah. What are you thinking, my friend?
If you think 85, you say, she got 42 pounds probably.
Oh, she's 95. She doesn't look a day over 45.
Robin, thanks for what you do. We're going to post some pictures of Mia.
Yeah, I got some great pictures because she is very photogenic.
What are you doing?
Cost to adopt?
Well, we are working on some sponsorships for Mia. So for the right home, our usual adoption fee is $250 to cover all of the vetting and care. But we're working on some sponsorships. So hopefully for the right individual, she will be.
Would this
sponsored
dog be good like on a farm with chickens and cats?
I wouldn't try that. She would probably do best with somebody, even in town, as long as they have a fenced in yard and somebody who will understand to give her the time. This is not a lawn ornament. We don't adopt out lawn ornaments. These are parts of the family. These are living, breathing creatures. And, like our name says, Voice for Companion Animals, we are going to be their voice. So that's what we're going to look for. But her adoption will come with a band animal and food and treats.
And those cool new bags you guys got,
and
right?
The swag bags that we have, everything is going to be in there.
Unconditional love from Mia.
And unconditional love, oh. And she will be your best friend.
Yes, yes, you are.
And you're we good did, girl. Quick story, Steph girl. Did tell me that we remember the storm that came through last week.
Of course.
Okay, and then the thunder snow we had.
Yeah.
Well, usually in our building, we don't really see a lot out of Mia as far as things that bother her. But she said when the thunder started, she was in bed with Steph.
Really?
And said, and then she said, then it thundered, and then she was trying to get under Steph.
Interesting.
So I thought, okay, so somebody aww. Will need to make sure that they have a bed big enough.
Mia, I'll be your thunder buddy.
Aww. Wait, got an itch.
She's got this collar on.
See pictures of Mia, and I will post Voice for Companion Animals contact information. It's in the blog section of 1077theisland.com. Robin, as always, can't thank you enough for what you do.
Thank you for letting us crash your party each week.
It's the highlight of our Tuesday, of our week.
And I thought it was going to be Lori on Wednesdays.
Well, that's she. What,
no,
what,
no, no. We love Lori, but she.
She's a close second, but.
But she doesn't like to be pet.
Oh, I've heard that.
She's going to love this segment.
I've heard that about her.
I was going to make some comment as something about attitude. You don't get the unconditional love, or you don't get the sass from the animals. Oh.
No, you don't.
What are you looking at all the wires? Are you going to be an engineer when you
I'm going
up?
To be an engineer.
Yeah. Hi, right. Beautiful.
Robin,
beautiful.
Thanks again.
Thank you, guys.
Hi, beautiful.
She's France, man.
Good morning. What we have in mind is breakfast in bed for 400,000. We must be in heaven, man.
France, man. One man party in the morning. 1077 The Island.